From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Mary Kate Mativer. Missouri State Auditor Tom Schweik died today as a result of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis has more.
Schweik, who was 54, shot himself at his home in Clayton. He was transported to Barnes Jewish Hospital, and his staff announced his death a few hours later. His survivors include his mother, his wife Kathy, and their two children. Just a month ago, Schweik had launched his bid for governor in 2016, citing his record as a crusading auditor attacking government waste and corruption. He was a lawyer and had close ties to former Senator John C. Danforth, the fellow Republican. Schweik was first elected state auditor in 2010 and was reelected last fall without Democratic opposition. This is Joe Manis.
Missouri is the only state in the nation without a program to monitor prescription drugs. A bill passed by the House Thursday would change that. Stephen Anthony reports.
Bill sponsor Representative Holly Rader said it is time Missouri finally joins the rest of the nation in using a prescription drug monitoring program.
Time and time again, we have shown that Missouri's controlled substances are not controlled and that we are a hotbed for abuse.
Democrat Rochelle Walton Gray of St. Louis County opposed the measure because she said it hurts her constituents.
It does hurt my constituents because we have issues with economic reasons with trying to get to the doctor and our elderly.
The House passed the bill by a 107-48 margin. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Stephen Anthony.
Two state senators proposed bills designed to reduce the sentencing for juveniles convicted of first-degree murder. Bob Dixon and Joseph Kevney proposed bills to reduce the sentences. Under current law, the sentence is life in prison without parole for all convicted persons under the age of 18. Dixon's bill calls for convicted juveniles of 16 or 17 years old to be sentenced to 50 years or life without parole. The sentence for anyone under 16 would be for at least 35 years in prison or life in prison without parole. Kevney says it's important to take into account that these are juveniles and their brains are not fully developed.
In my own mind, when you sentence a 16-year-old boy or girl to prison for 50 years, that is effectively locking them in prison forever.
Kevney's bill allows for a more lenient punishment for juveniles. I'm Mary Kate Mativer, KBIA News, Columbia.